Pride has long been the biggest LGBTQ party of the year. But last year, that party fell apart.
The organization behind Philadelphia's Pride Festival has shut down.
The group behind Boston's historic Pride Parade says it is breaking up and will no longer sponsor the event.
The cancellation of the largest event at Pittsburgh Pride makes it impossible for the group to stay afloat.
Last summer, the group that's been running Philly's Pride for 30 years suddenly collapsed amidst accusations of racism and transphobia. Calls that they'd become too corporate and too cozy with police. This problem has been brewing in Philly and elsewhere for years. LGBTQ people say a movement that's supposed to be all-inclusive has excluded the very people it's supposed to represent.
It was bad, categorically.
There was just this, like, power hoarding that she did.
People had had absolutely enough of Pride and their BS.
From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is March On, The Fight for Pride, a new podcast that's going deep into Pride. I'm your host, Michaela Winberg. We'll take you all the way back to the roots of Philly Pride and hear from elders about what it was supposed to mean.
People were not going to march around in suits and ties and acting like the best little queers they could be.
We'll see how it all went wrong in a community where racism has gone unchecked for decades.
This establishment said you couldn't wear Tims and
ties.
They said no Tims.
They would card every black person that came in and wouldn't card a white person.
I was only valued by how much I was able to spend, or if I was able to get tested.
We'll follow a group of activists who stepped in to build something new from the ground up.
Today, we are assembled to imagine a new Pride in Philadelphia.
And we'll hear how they realized it's not so easy, especially with little resources.
Y'all, if we don't do this right now, it's going to be taken away from us.
My people are starving. We're experiencing houselessness. Young people are surfing from couch to couch, from pole to pole. What are we going to do?
We're grappling with what Pride really means and why it matters.
When you're excluded from Pride events, I mean, it's very simple. What do you have to be proud about?
Listen to March On, The Fight for Pride, wherever you get your podcasts.